deposit, and much more. Not a member? Visit RelaxFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hey guys, Gary Bryan here. I'd like to tell you about a amazing. Everybody is talking about Plum Home Decor and Gift Boutique at 115 West Main Street. And if you haven't visited us yet, come see why. With beautiful and unique items like frames, vases, pottery, jewelry, candles, pillows, and more, you'll find that plum perfect gift for any occasion. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Plum on Main. Plum Home Decor on Main Street, downtown Easley. Locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
Robin Easley writes, Walt, the guy with the long bamboo stick was Will Muschamp trying to snag another two-star. That's wrong. That's 100% wrong. This from Bama Insider. I'm seeing this floating around. Tua Tagovailoa, not making excuses for the loss, said the biggest thing is the way they disguised their coverages. Speaking about Clemson, they made it look like one thing pre-snap, and then post-snap, it was totally different. Yes, and that came into play on that very first interception. Showed him one thing and did something else. And the result was a pick six. But Tua not blaming injury or anything, just saying that the biggest thing is the way they disguised their coverages. They made it look like one thing pre-snap, and then post-snap it was totally different, which is also indicative that Bama wasn't prepared from a coaching standpoint. It also means that Brent Venables fundamentally whooped up on Mike Loxley. That's a part of that statement. You know, by the way, I think one of the biggest offseason acquisitions in the NFL was Mitch Morse, the center, going to Buffalo. I think it's vital for a young quarterback to have an experienced center, not a rookie. And I think that's why you even see Arizona making the move that they made, even if it's going to be, if it's still going to be Josh Rosen. Dwayne Haskins had his pro day today. I saw some early results from it that looked good. I have not seen anything specific as yet, other than early, he was 45 of 50 with four drops, which sounds good. I need more information. I need to see it myself, which I'll do at some point here. By the way, the New York Giants, who have no interest in Dwayne Haskins, because that was what was reported the last few days, and that's what I was believing. The Giants had eight people affiliated with the Giants at his pro day, including Shermer, the head coach. So the Giants are either engaged in lying, as everybody does this time of year. You know, it's just part of the process. And you have to try and separate what's real from what's not real and trying to figure it all out. I want to get to that. I want to get to the NIT stuff. Let me let Lyle in here first. Lyle, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How about you?
Good, Lyle. Appreciate you getting in.
You and me have talked before about this Major League Baseball situation. I believe a few months ago I even gave you a scenario about where they'd have a 98-game schedule and begin in June and end in August or September. Well, listening to what you were saying a while ago got me to thinking. I think some of the problems, the number of problems I think baseball has, you were talking about how there's no villain, you know, villains, maybe the Yankees. Here's what I think one of the issues is, and this would be heresy, I'm sure, considered by the baseball gods, but I think that there's too many teams. I remember the day when there were 10 teams in each league, and the winner of the league won and went to the World Series, and that was it. And again, I have nothing against playoffs. I have nothing necessarily against divisions, but the game was much more exciting whenever you had 10 teams in each league and only the winner went to the World Series, and that was it. It was do or die. And so it really made rivalries much more intense knowing that. Now then you got, 32 teams and too many teams, and I'm sure one of the things Murray may have taken into consideration as far as going to the major leagues is that he would have had to work his way up through the minor leagues. And on the other hand, NFL, he could probably be starting, if not day one, it'd be starting first year. Wouldn't have to work his way up.
Yeah,
and that's another thing.
Right, and I think part of it, is the celebrity element of it, Lyle. In other words, had Kyler Murray going to Oakland, by and large, no one's ever going to know who he was. You know, his family wouldn't even know where he was. I mean, he'd be like in the witness protection program. No one's ever going to hear from him again. I mean, Mike Trout just signed a $430 million deal, and you've got baseball fans who don't know who he is. And
I saw that. And he's in the second largest market in the country, too.
Right. And still no one knows who he is. And he hasn't, you know, he hasn't done anything. He's never even won a playoff game.
I mean, unless you're an old man like me and a purist, you don't know these things. I think the game has become diluted because of too many teams and because the season is too long and it's taken, and young players don't want to, that could be going to the majors, don't want to because they have to work their way through the minor leagues. And so then you've got people like Murray that have no interest in going. And on top of that, the season is too long. And there was something else that I had on my mind. Oh, yeah, you say no villains. Well, I don't even think the Yankees are villains anymore. Back in the day when they were winning on a constant basis, yes, people hated them. But the last time they won the World Series was 2009. And that was the first one they had won since 2000. They don't win on the consistent basis like they did before. Now, if the Red Sox continue what they're doing, they may become the new villains. You know, if they're continuing to win. But unless you're winning on a consistent basis, I really don't think there's the hate there used to be. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm sure that there's some older people like myself that, you know, I love the Yankees, but I'm sure there's people my age that hate the Yankees. But the young generation, I don't know if they care since they only win, once every 10 years. So this is what I'm saying. The game has become diluted because of too many teams, too many games, and players having to take 2 or 3 or 4 years to work their way up to the minor leagues.
Yep, I like it, Lyle. Appreciate the call as always. Good job. Jay, though, writes, Major League Baseball is still the second highest revenue-producing sport at about $10 billion annually. So the talk about shrinking the schedule is never going to happen because even though we're in this echo chamber of the sport not being popular, here it is extremely popular regionally in big cities. Yeah, but the problem, Jay, is the demographics. And the demographic is what rules all sports. And I think that the demographics suggest baseball is a dying sport. regardless of whether it's still making money, it can still be dying. I mean, if the average age of the viewership is 55 and getting older, then it's a dying sport. And I think that's the problem. I mean, obviously, the biggest issue that Major League Baseball needs to confront, and it's one that they've ignored, they keep talking about shortening the length of the games. I mean, yes, it's a commitment to spend 3 hours every night for 162 games, a commitment that most people can't make anymore in the way society works. But the biggest problem is that when you have a 162-game schedule, by definition, the games don't have value. The individual games don't have value. It's like a soap opera. You can miss a month, come back, you haven't really missed anything. You know, that's sort of what Major League Baseball faces. The reason for, everyone talks about the physical element and all these other elements of football and why it's become America's pastime. It's more than that. It's that the games matter. It's that the schedule is short. The schedule's short. You're playing a limited number of games, so every game is an entity. Every game is important. When you only have 12 games, you can't miss any of them. When you have 162 games, you can miss plenty of them. And that's a fact of baseball's existence in a 162-game schedule. Jay says, your point is most definitely right, though. I have teenage children who absolutely love soccer, and most of their friends do. Yeah, And he mentions, where'd it go? Video games and watching on TV, huge amounts for that group too. Yeah, look, I think that's it too. It's all these other elements that aren't related to athletics anymore. I hear players talking about now and talking about how when they grew up, they were always outside. Now their kids are just playing Fortnite. You know, it's a totally different world. But listen, it's hard to project and know for certain what the athletic world will look like 50 years from now. But I anticipate major change. It's happened before in this country, as we've discussed before previously, and I think it'll happen again. I mean, at one point, the most popular sports in America were baseball, boxing, and horse racing. Well, both boxing and horse racing have taken big-time hits, especially boxing. And baseball has taken a hit as well. All of those sports have lost their position in the hierarchy. And now there's a new world order, and it's topped by football. But who's to say, with soccer being the worldwide influence that it is, that 50 years from now, because again, the demographic of this country is changing. The face of this country is changing. And as it does, it stands to reason that the world's game, soccer, is going to become more popular in here. There's always been this youth groundswell of soccer. But the question was, did those kids grow up to play soccer or for it to stay important to them? And in many cases, the answer was no. But as the demographic and the face of America changes and who we are changes, it makes sense that the world game becomes more popular in this country. And that's what's going to happen. And 50 years from now, it may well be that baseball has been totally surplanted, surpassed by soccer. I wouldn't be surprised at that at all. I think basketball is also a world game. Basketball has obviously been on a 10-year run of absolute success, but appears to be fading a little bit right now for an assortment of reasons. And then football has their own issues to deal with from a legal standpoint, from a standpoint of head injury, head trauma, CTE, the impact of that, how it's going to affect insurance rates, how it's going to affect youth levels of football. We see states moving right now, in some cases, to basically outlaw contact. Was it New Jersey that we read a few weeks ago, Ramona, that is going to limit contact in practice to 15 minutes a week?
I'm pretty sure it was New Jersey.
Well, if you have contact for 15 minutes a week, you're not playing football anymore. That's the first step in creeping incrementalism to eliminating the sport. And there's a real chance that 50 years from now, football doesn't even exist. There's a chance it doesn't exist in 20 years. I know people see the NFL and all the money they're making, they think that, well, it's invincible. Nothing's invincible. If the feeder system gets shut off at the lower level, then you don't have a game anymore. Where are the players going to come from? So as much as many of us would hate it, and I won't be here to see it, but 50 years from now, the sports world and what's popular is going to look very different. And would I be stunned if 50 years from now soccer's the number one sport in this country? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be stunned at all. I wouldn't be stunned if boxing was outlawed. I mean, there are people intent on doing this. And if you don't push back against it, again, that's why football at some point needs to just take a stand and stop acquiescing. At some point, football needs to just take a stand and say, this is the game. We've made as many changes as we can. We'll continue to try and advance the helmet, but we're not playing to you. Remember who your roots are. Remember who you're playing to. And I've always voiced this element of what I feel is acceptable risk. And at some point, you just need to tell these people, hey, look, this is acceptable risk. Everything in life carries danger. Can you wind up with head trauma and injury from playing football? Perhaps. There are studies, though. I just read a new study recently. They're saying and I actually meant to get to that one day, Ramona. I read a new study recently said there's no evidence connecting football and CTE. That said that there's no real hard evidence connecting the two. And so, look, more needs to be known. Am I denying the existence of CTE? No. I'm acknowledging the rights of people to do as they want. You get to a point where you do everything you can from a safety standpoint, and from an NFL standpoint, that's continuing to advance the structure of the helmet. Other than that, you've taken out the most worrisome elements of the game in terms of physical contact and head trauma. You've done all you can. So stop acquiescing. Don't do any more. Don't do any more. Don't surrender any more of the game. This is the game. This is it. Your choice is to play it or not, watch it or not. But find something else to do if your intent is to dismantle the game. You know, understand, the people who are intent on most intent on dismantling the game, they don't care about football. They don't watch it. They don't want it. For the rest of us, there has to be a cutoff point, a point where you say, okay, we've done all we can. This is what you sign up for. This is the acceptable risk. Your choice is to play it or not, watch it or not. We're not doing anything more than we're doing. And I think you're at that point now. I think you're at that point. You can't keep surrendering elements of your game because eventually creeping incrementalism will take it all. At some point, you have to make a stand. You have to make a stand. And you need a commissioner, quite frankly, that's stronger and more sound than Roger Goodell appears to be. Let me tell you about Harry's. What I love most about Harry's, I'll get to the NIT when we come back. What I love most about Harry's is the flexible soft hinge. It glides right across the contours of my face. There are no cuts. There are no burns. There's none of that stuff. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. I don't know why you wouldn't do this, what I'm about to tell you. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT, capital letters, at harrys.com. Look, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for gimmicks, razors that play music, vibrating heads, flex balls, hands that look like spaceships. These don't add anything to the quality of the shave. They just add to the price. In fact, they detract from the quality, the balance of a good razor. Harry's bought the German factory that ground the finest steel into the sharpest blades, and the rest, as they say, is history. Now the big companies all hate Harry's, and with good reason, because Harry's is chipping away at them. for a limited time only. Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you. That's how this deal works. Quick break. We're late. Roger, you're up first when we get back.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Craving some local nightlife fun? Visit Pub Blue Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 11 for live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food like fresh ground gourmet burgers, duck wings, and elevated sandwiches. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information and check them out on the Untapped app for a list of current available beers. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717, 286 Market Street in Seneca next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Relax. You're going to have the time of your life. I promise.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
You know, I'm not a fan of, like, remakes, but I love that one. And I love the original, too. I love the Tom Petty version, but I love that Johnny Cash version. Ben Milstead wrote and called it Redneck Jousting, that thing before. You said that, but I didn't realize it was from Ben. Oh. I didn't hear you say it was from Ben. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Maybe that's what it was. I honestly, I don't even want to think about it anymore because I'm going to start wondering again. And people came in with all sorts of suggestions, and I'm still getting a ton of texts now on this issue of the future of sport, baseball and football. And I want to get to that. Then I also have this text from a Dallas Cowboy fan saying, is Dallas even trying? As a lifelong fan, I'm beginning to hate everything about them. I don't even look forward to next 8-7 season. Look, I think there's some reason to be optimistic. I mean, you know, I think you have made your receiving core better, obviously. You have offensive skill position talent, and if your offensive line is healthy, then I think that you have a chance to be good. You certainly have some talent on that defense as well. I mean, Dallas is a team that could make a jump. I wouldn't surrender just yet. If I was a Cowboy fan, you want to get in 654-7627. Roger and Clemson Dem, come right to you. Before I do, let me quickly just address the issue of the NIT because people have asked me about this. You're playing with the FIBA rules as far as the three-point line, which means the three-point line is 20 inches back. Now, obviously, last night, Clemson and Wright State shot the ball well. That's not a statistically relevant sample. All right, you would need hundreds of games to determine the effect on the game. I can tell you this, that last year, 18 out of 32 teams shot under 30%. 18 of the 32 teams shot under 30%. Only 8 shot over 40 and 11 shot under 25. So clearly the distance did impact the shooting percentages as you would expect it would. Now, look, there are some shooters who don't toe up the line who probably won't be bothered by it. But one of the elements that I would hope for, and which I've long talked about, is I want to get some of these guys who think they're shooters to give up shooting threes. And that's one, I think, potential benefit of this rule. The college line is too short. It just is. We have too many teams in this tournament who are shooting nearly four in the NCAA tournament I'm talking about, who are shooting nearly 40% as a team. It's just become too much of a factor. Too much of a factor. I mean, there are some ex-great players who don't think you should have it at all. That they just think it messes the game up. And I think to an extent they're right. But you're not going back to that. You're not going back to that. But I think what you can do is you can make the shot a reasonable distance. The college line is just too close. Teams have become too proficient at it. Now, you might say that the ability to shoot the three helps the David teams in the tournament, the underdogs. And to some extent, that's true. To some extent, that's true. But I still think using the FIBA line is a reasonable compromise as opposed to just moving it back to the NBA line. But I'm in favor of moving it back. And it did impact shooting again last year, as I indicated. I just gave you those numbers. I had looked that up early this morning. 18 of 32, again, shot under 30% in last year's NIT. 8 over 40% and 11 under 25%. Vermont, and again, this is one team, so it really doesn't matter. But Vermont was shooting 40.1% going into last year's NIT. They shot 16.7%. But what might matter is that 11 shot under 25%. And again, even this, even using the entire tournament a year ago, it's still not statistically relevant. You would need a much more extensive sample size to establish any statistical relevance. One game is meaningless. The effect on one team is meaningless. The numbers over the course of the tournament last year suggested it would have an impact. And common sense, logic would tell you that's right. If you move the line back 20 inches, you're probably not going to shoot as good a percentage long term. And it might be that it even affects specific shooters. Wayne Ellington, when he played at North Carolina, was a guy who toed up the line. And early in his career, he could not really extend. He was not a guy who, when he hit shots, his range extended. Late in his career, it extended some. But for much of his career, Wayne Ellington was a guy who towed up the line repeatedly. And it makes sense, quite honestly, as opposed to shooting. You know, people talk about what's a good shot and what's a bad shot in basketball. I think frequently the bad shots are the jump shots that are coming from 23 feet when you don't need to be 23 feet to get 3 points. You know, and that's something that Ellington has sort of mastered. Brooks says, when Chris Silva is hitting 2 or 3 3-pointers a game, yeah, the line's too close. That's it exactly. I want to get him out of it. And this is not a shot at Chris Silva. I'm saying players like Chris Silva. I don't want Elijah Thomas taking 3-pointers. I don't want Chris Silva taking 3-pointers. You move the line back 20 inches and you get some of these non-shooters out of the mix. And so I think that makes sense. That's the most important element that they're fooling around with at the NIT and using it as a stage to test some of these elements. As far as the rest, the expanded lane, I don't think expanded lane's a bad idea. You know, look, if you made me czar, I'll tell you one thing I would change. I've said this a million times for a million years. College players would not fall out. I have said this forever. I do not think college players should be falling out of basketball games. I don't watch games to watch officials officiate. How many times have we seen good players taken out of games by bad officiating? Especially when it comes to big men. Officials cannot officiate big men. Every time a big man comes in contact with somebody smaller than them, it's automatically a foul on the big guy. How many bogus fouls were called on Elijah Thomas this year? How might Clemson's season have been different if you couldn't fall out of a game? And I'm fine with some penalty for additional fouls, like the ABA used to use. Like you might make it a technical foul. In addition to foul, it's also 2 shots for the 6th foul or beyond. I'm okay with that. And then coaches would have to decide, is a player worth having on the court, worth the potential penalty? But I do not think college players should foul out of basketball games. I do not like it. Never have. It puts way too much power in the hands of the officials. And again, just from a common sense standpoint, how might Clemson's season have looked had Elijah Thomas never been subjected to some of the bullcrap phony officiating he was subjected to? I'm not saying that he doesn't commit some dumb fouls. He did. But half his fouls every game are bogus. Every game. And it continued all year. It's continued his whole career. But if you had some allowance for that, if college players didn't fall out, let me ask you this question. If college players didn't fall out, would Clemson be in the NCAA tournament? I'd say yes. Roger in Anderson. Roger, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Walt. Well, real quick on that, I don't think college or pro should foul out. I think they should be team fouls. Just assess the team and just have a number, but individual fouls, no.
Well, that's what the ABA used to do. The ABA didn't have
players. I like it.
The ABA knew who their stars were, and they didn't want their stars falling out of games. And so they instituted an additional penalty, and you could keep the guy on the court. And that makes sense to me.
In the NBA, the stars aren't even playing for load management. So if they're playing, let's not have a foul out for crying out loud. But this baseball thing, it's one of the saddest and most frustrating topics that we've talked about. We talked about it before. I don't see it ever getting solved until it reaches a point of a critical, and I mean critical, bankrupting situation. One caller said it, and I agree, they've expanded too much. There's too many teams. Baseball doesn't work in some of these markets. In Florida, it does not work except on spring training. Tampa and Miami, or it doesn't matter what kind of team they put on the field, they're not going to show up. Fans down there don't care.
Fish tanks in the stands in the building don't change that either.
And they can bring all the Derek Jeters they want to in Miami. He's not going on the field, and it doesn't matter if he does; they're not showing up. It doesn't matter who they have. They trade all their good players away. These markets like that are farm systems and free agent factories for the big teams. But that's not even a problem as much as the game itself. And I hear these suggestions. I don't know if they're focus group related, if they're running them through focus groups, like some political ideas, but they need to be focused on fixing a few things. But I think it's similar to NASCAR. Actually, NASCAR is easier to fix than baseball because NASCAR only has a couple problems. They got too many tracks, too many drivers don't appear to know the difference between a flathead wrench and a adjustable wrench and a flathead screwdriver. They look like they just walk out of the bank or the CEO boardroom. They all look the same. There's no personality. The death of Dale Sr. has never been replaced. So it was a personality-driven sport, and they don't have any personalities, and there's too many tracks. And the tracks that they do have, they only come to once a year. But baseball is even more complex to fix because it's a game, actual in-game situation. There's not enough batted balls. The most boring plays are strikeouts and walks, and quite frankly, once the ball leaves the park, the home run, because then the guy just trots around the bases. We need action. There needs to be doubles and triples and multiple ground outs and fly balls and more players involved. When you just have walks and strikeouts, it's just a pitcher-batter situation. That's not exciting. I don't know how anybody goes to these games. I'm surprised they have the attendance numbers they do, but they're dropping. And I think Fox, I'm honestly surprised, Fox Sports, you know, the parent company, Fox, just hasn't pulled the plug on the World Series and just says, we're just going to ship it out to FS1. We can't allow these ratings. We get better ratings on cooking shows than we do on this. They really do. And, I mean, Hell's Kitchen will be baseball any night of the week. It's sad, Walt, because I love baseball. It's a great game. But it's not as great as it should be. It's nowhere near as good as it should be. You go watch a game on YouTube. Just take just for a few minutes. And you can see the pace of play from the 70s and 80s is quicker than today. And, I you know, they can implement rules. It's just a matter of they don't even have to. All they got to do is say the umpires need.
Roger, let me ask you something. If you somehow found a way to dramatically hasten the pace of play, do you think that would be the solution? Or is that just, again, is that just not a Band-Aid on a problem that is of much greater magnitude? See, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure that brings in other people. I mean, and for the people who are purists and have a historical loyalty to the game, I'm not sure they care about it anyway. I mean, I'm not sure the length of the game is really something that concerns them.
The purists are the 55 and older demographic that once they're gone, they've already lost one generation like NASCAR has.
Yeah.
To go back to that. Once they lose that generation, they're not getting this next generation. They've already shut the door on one generation, and they're shutting the door on the next. These kids today, they don't know who Mike Trout is. They don't know who the teams are. But you touched on something earlier. African-American involvement is a big deal. I can think back to so many great African-American players who I enjoyed watching who were superstars. It matters. It does matter, I think. You can't have a sport that is totally dominated by Caucasian and Latino players.
But you've got to have African-American. Well, how then do you lure more black athletes to the game if the black athletes themselves feel they have better options elsewhere?
Well, Walt, look at the NBA has 30 teams. There's 15 spots. You do the math. There's only 400 or so players. There's a lot of great African-American athletes who are available to play baseball. They don't just play football and basketball.
But they're not choosing baseball.
They're not choosing it. And Kyler Murray, they can spend it. Baseball continues. Out of one side of their mouth, they say, we're looking to make changes, pace of play, and on down the list. And in the same breath, they'll say, but our game is so healthy and it's so great, and we're expanding, and we're doing so well. You can't have it both ways. And that's what I mean. There has to be a critical situation. The game is going to have to crumble and collapse, I believe, before they start doing the draconian things that you're talking about. Yep. They're not really draconian. They're just common sense things that should have been done a long time ago, but they're not going to be done until the game is almost on the verge of death. And it's sad to see, but it's happening right before our eyes. It's happened in the last 20 years, and they just haven't addressed anything that they should have.
Well, and again, no one ever believes that their sport will die. People think that the world will still be the same 50 years from now. We have plots of evidence in the history of sports in this country relating to their popularity about how significantly, right, how significantly the world can change in that regard. So if they, if they think that they're above it all, they're not. Roger, I have to run. I'm late. I appreciate the call as always.
Thank you. Good job.
Clemson Dad, you're first up. We get back. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Be a part of this year's College Basketball Bracket Challenge on 105.5 The Roar, WCCP. Click on WCCPFM.com on the main page and complete your bracket for the tournament. You could win a trip for two to Vegas with airfare and hotel accommodations. The College Basketball March Mania Bracket Challenge on 105.5 The Roar, WCCP. Brought to you by Priority One Security, Granger Nissan, The Vault, and Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream and Clemson Blue Cheese. 105.5 The Roar, the upstate sports leader.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
If you're super passionate about buying or selling a house and need a get-back coach like Coach Venables, then call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seat and Joiner, 313-6990. Go Tigers!
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers less. Like a Ford Expedition XLT with moonroof and leather. Suggested retail at $61,855. Sale price at just $50,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford with the fourth generation of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. All for good through April 4th, 2019.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 train-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This is what I'm talking about.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Pat Mujahm, Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower vaccine.
Walter Petula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in, you're welcome to, and you can do so now. Jenkins, I appreciate that text, man. I appreciate that very much. Thank you. You can get in if you want. Again, 654-767. Let me get Clemson down. Oh, before I do that, let me tell you about my friends at Kiwi Financial Group and Greg Wales. Look, Greg is a financial wizard. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box firm, so they don't push any expensive proprietary products. They're making decisions that are in your best interest. Investment stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions, life, health, Medicare, disability, Social Security maximization planning. You know, if you're a married couple, there are like 400 different ways you can choose your Social Security benefits. How are you ever going to navigate that if you're a layman? The answer is you're not. There's no way of knowing. You need an expert. Greg's the expert. Let him guide you through it. He'll save you all sorts of money. College planning, estate planning solutions. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043. Or toll free, 800-585-5816. 800-585-5816. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Don Munson posted first time since 2009-10, 2010-11, that Clemson men's basketball has had back-to-back 20-win seasons. Fire the coach. You want to get in again, 654-767. Let me get back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Oh, one thing. You know, several people wrote and said, but won't that make fouls out of control if we did that? And one texter wrote, I thought you were smarter than that. That's why the ABA ended. No, it has nothing to do with why the ABA ended. I mean, study some history. Trust me, that the NBA adopted many of the ABA innovations, including the 3-point field goal, and they should have adopted that. It kept stars in the game. It is ludicrous to foul star players out of games. It is stupid. It is absolutely patently stupid. Does the NFL foul players out of games? Well, they do now with some of these illegal hits. But that is not the history. And it puts way too much control in the officials' hands. And again, it doesn't change the game at all. It worked perfectly for the ABA. It will work perfectly today. You give an additional penalty for each subsequent foul. So if the mark is 6, when a player, any foul that a player commits after the 6th foul is not just a personal foul, but it's also a technical. And that'll be the decision as to whether coaches keep players on the court. Is the player of enough value that if he fouls again, can you survive an additional 2 free throws? But it is just stupid that amateur players are falling out of games. I mean, again, anyone who watched the treatment of Elijah Thomas this year by the officials who's in favor of keeping it as is, I don't know what you're watching. I just don't know what you're watching. amateur players should not fall out of games. If you want to expect professional players to abide and to be able to handle it better and think that you're getting an honest shake from an officiating standpoint, you know, maybe. But again, even in the ABA, it was a good rule. Even in the ABA, it was a good rule. It does not help your league or your game to have Julius Erving fall out if you're the ABA, or to have David Thompson fall out. It does not help your game. And so they came up with a smart solution to the problem, and in a copycat world, others should have copied them by now. You want to change some rules? You want to try some new policies out in the NIT? I'm all for that. Try that one out. Clemson Dad.
What's up, Deptula?
How you doing, Clemson Dad? Appreciate you getting in.
I'm hanging in there, man. Enjoying the show so far.
Thank you.
I know you didn't want to go back on it too far, but the dudes on your road near your house on the quad, was it a nice quad? What kind of quad was it?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't stop and inspect the quad. I wasn't even looking at the quad, to be honest. I just know it was a quad.
I mean, it was running, and obviously it was going down the road. I don't know. I'm going with roadkill still on that. I think I texted you early. Misplaced roadkill.
By the way, not to interject, but I think it's important. Jay just wrote. Where'd it go? God. I saw it pop up. He wrote, you know, you commit two fouls, 30 seconds in, you're 40% done. See, exactly.
And that's true.
And most coaches will then, the way the game is played now, most college coaches, when a player picks up their second foul, they sit the rest of the half. So if you pick two fouls up 30 seconds in, you're missing the whole first half. You're not playing again to the second half. I think that's just stupid. I really do. I think it's stupid. It's unnecessary. I don't think it benefits anybody. I don't know who that benefits. All right, go ahead.
I get you. No, I'm sorry. I remember when Zion was still in high school, he's getting ready. He committed to Duke. We all wondered about his defense. I think I heard you speak about it. What do you think about it now as far as his steals go?
Well, look, I've said repeatedly, I think he's a pretty good defensive player for a freshman player. And quite honestly, that was the biggest issue that Duke faced when he was out. It wasn't not having his offense versus North Carolina. It was not having his defense versus Luke May.
Right, right. All right. Well, that's good. All right. See, Robert Kraft, you heard the news today?
Yeah, Robert Kraft is not taking the deal that the DA was offering, because Robert Kraft, and because his team is saying that conventionally there is a legal apparatus by which both sides can win, and that the charged can agree to the finding, but also do it without it being seen as a legal admittance of guilt. You could still walk away saying that that you believe that had it gone to trial, you would have won. That is not what they want Kraft to sign on to. They are sort of making a special policy for Kraft, as I understand it, and they want him to offer a full admission that he was guilty, and to state that if it had gone to trial, to sign on, to state that if it had gone to trial, he would have lost. And his team does not seem likely or willing to do that, based on the fact that is not the traditional way that the law is generally applied in those circumstances.
I saw this afternoon where he's filed a motion to suppress the evidence, evidence kind of like get rid of the video. How can you do that, Walt?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I have no idea. Maybe they think that there was some sort of entrapment in that element. You know, but here's the thing. You can, if you're guilty of something, then you're not really being entrapped, are you? I mean, I don't know. I don't have any answer to it. I never understood why they were trying to claim that he did not do it or that he was innocent when there was clear evidence that unless the evidence is not admissible.
Well, if he's talking about millions, it's probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll take this on the other side, man. I heard this or read this article on CBS that Arizona gave a second round pick to the Giants, and or the Giants would give a second round pick to them, I'm sorry, to get Josh Rosen so they could pick Murray. What do you think about that?
Well, as I understand it, Arizona's been holding out for first-round pick for Rosen, which I'm not sure they're going to get unless they get it from somebody who's late in round one.
But that makes sense,
somebody
though, right?
Who has multiple picks, like in Oakland or a team that that can do what they want as New England. You know, maybe in that circumstance. Otherwise, I don't think so. The other part of this is, look, the Giants lied about Odell Beckham Jr., and they may still be lying, and I don't blame them. Everybody lies at this time of the year in the NFL. That's what you have to do. It's a liar's game. It's liar's poker. But the Giants, according to multiple reports last few days, had no interest in Dwayne Haskins, and that's the way I was leaning. I was already leaning that way. I had already sort of decided that the Giants were going
to
draft defense because they desperately need a pass rush. But today they sent eight members of their organization, eight, including the head coach, Pat Shurmur, to Dwayne Haskins' workout, and they wined and dined him, and it sounds like everything went great. So I don't know whether this is real, whether now they are engaged in Haskins, whether this is a smokescreen. I have no idea. I mean, you say, you know, Gettleman spent several days on radio and elsewhere talking about Eli Manning and how they still believe in Eli Manning, and now – you know, you're going out and getting Haskins, and Eli's not going to like that. Eli's right. Not going to be behind that at all.
I'll leave you with this. What do you think the best deal is, the Haskins deal or the other deal?
For the Giants' sake?
Yeah.
Look, I think the Giants would be fine with either Rosen or Haskins, but I just wonder
Rosen's got a year in, right?
Yeah, just wonder how many times they'll be in the draft position to address their quarterback situation. I know they think they're okay right now.
He's got to be better than Eli, Walt.
Well, look, whether Eli maintains the job for a year or two, the Giants said earlier in the process that they were in favor of the Kansas City plan. Clemson, Dad, I have to run. I apologize.
No problem.
Bill, Zeke, Bill, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. Priority One Security, they protect us here at the station. They protect the host. They protect Clemson's football coaches. This is Priority One. Look, they're great people in the community. They've matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign for 2 years. But that's not enough to let them protect the people who matter most to you. This is. They're tip of the spear in technology. They have the fastest response time in the industry because they're locally monitored. And they have total customization. When they come out to your property, you will be astonished at their degree of professionalism. They will listen to you, they will hear your concerns, and then they will alert you to things that you haven't even begun to consider because they know what they're doing. Trust them. Call them. 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I sent you. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. Light, flaky, wild-caught Alaskan pollock filet served on a toasted buttered bun. For a limited time, get two Bojanglers for just $5. Bojangles, it's Bojangler time.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, "Play ball!" You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Kids and adults alike are invited to take part in Flight for the Fight Saturday, April 6th. It's an event for the entire family with a 10K starting at 7:30, a 5K at 8, and a half-mile kids fun run at 8:45. The events raise money for Dabo's All-In Foundation for Breast Cancer Research and Prevention. Flight for the Fight festivities include music, post-race drawings for participants, and T-shirts for 5 and 10K runners, with T-shirts guaranteed for early registers by March 22nd. You can register online at flightforthefight.com by March 22nd and save money on registration fees. There'll be awards for age group winners and food afterwards, courtesy of Jersey Mike's. This is the perfect way to kick off your weekend, April 6th, prior to the Orange and White Spring Game. For details, visit flightforthefight.com. April 6th, Ponderosa Park in 6 Mile. Flight for the Fight in support of Dabo's All-In Foundation, 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run, plus post-race fun. April 6th, before the spring game, flightforthefight.com.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers less, like a Ford Escape Titanium with leather and moonroof. Suggested retail at $36,175, sale priced at just $29,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with four generations of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love, like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. Zeke and Bill, I'm coming right to you. You know, some of these tweets I'm getting on Baseball Runner, not good. Now, look, there can be isolated people, and any one individual's opinion doesn't really matter. The question is, how many of these people are there? And I think in baseball's, from baseball standpoint, there are too many. And I think Drew's tweet and then Dewey's very telling. Drew writes, "I'm a 30-year-old, grew up loving baseball, despise it now. It's over. They won't get the younger generations back. Zero of my friends, acquaintances my age and younger care at all about baseball. It's become irrelevant." That's a very, wow. I mean, that's a very damning tweet. I mean, you're talking about a 30-year-old who grew up loving the sport, who has a network of people his age, and they are all out on baseball. That's, again, sometimes people exaggerate, but I think there's truth in that.
Dewey writes, the problem with baseball is there are too many games. Moments and games don't matter. A series as a whole is what people talk about. Reduce the games and how often they play. That's how you get more eyes on each game. There's no question that's right. Now, again, that goes to the draconian type of moves that I've suggested long-term will need to be implemented to save the game. But then you're talking about, in all honesty, just think about this for 1 second. And I've said this before. And Zeke and Bill come right to you. I understand the damage it would do to the history of the game because baseball's always been a game that was about numbers, but they damaged the game themselves with the steroid era in that regard. So it's a little late to be worried about protecting the historical records. Tell Hank Aaron about it. You know, but long term, if you really want to make this game possible, keep it alive, I think you have to play a 50-game season. Because think about this right now. All the people who say they're not interested in baseball, if the season was 50 games where every game suddenly mattered, you'd watch. Because the games would now matter. But as it sits, you know, 3-4 hours a night, 162 games, you can disappear for a month and not miss anything. It's a problem. Let me get to Zeke. I'm coming right to you. Bill, come right to you. Let me tell you about brackets, first round upsets, the final four, my bookie. March Madness is here, and it's time to bet with the best at my bookie. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call in sick, binge on NCAA tournaments and junk food? Like, that's even a choice. Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust my bookie. They've been in business for years, they're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that 12 over 5 upset this year, make sure to celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold hard cash. March Madness is the most exciting action-packed sporting event of the year. Even grandmas fill out a bracket, people. Place your bets with MyBookie now before you miss out on the action. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO, capital letters, to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid only at MyBookie.ag. Texter says, "Well, I'm 25 years old, have absolutely zero interest. I had somewhat of an interest growing up playing the game, but and the text disappeared, but immediately lost that interest when he got older." I'm afraid that's what's happening to Major League Baseball. Zeke and then Bill. Zeke, how are you?
Yeah, you're all over, Walt. Yeah, first of all, I see my Strohs. You know, I'm a big Strohs fan. They signed Bregman to a 6-year extension, so I'm glad to see that. I think he's one of the best young players in baseball. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, it's funny. I got to ask that same question today. He said, "Zeke, you're a big Strohs fan. You know, do you watch a lot of baseball?" Well, it reminded me of this. You know, I've always said college basketball doesn't really matter in December. We don't even hardly think about those games. Well, and baseball, I started watching in August. You know, it's really when I started getting into baseball.
Right.
A little bit.
Right. I think that's right. I think a lot of people.
You know what? I don't watch baseball. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that. And again, the demographic age of the average viewer of 55 is not sustainable, because what's happening is that the generations of people who watch the game and love the game, they're dying out and they're not being replaced. And I think that's the biggest concern. And I don't see how you're going to, I mean, again, they can try and do whatever they do to shorten the game. I don't think you can do anything to change it significantly. And look, I'm not sitting here telling you the game is going to disappear in 10 years, but I'm telling you that, and I'll never see this, so I won't be around to know, and you won't either, but 50 years from now, without draconian changes, I don't think this game will exist.
No, I agree with you. Like I said, you know, June and July, to think that I'm going to sit and watch a baseball game, it's just not going to happen. I might go to Greenville and watch a minor league game with the family and relax outside, but
right.
I'm just not going to watch my Strohs play. But, you know, you get into August, and mid-August, if it's a big series, you know, against Seattle or Boston, yeah, I'm going to watch those games. But they could be playing the Yankees in June, and I don't really care. I don't even look to see who won in June or July, because it just doesn't matter. The other thing I was going to mention was, man, first of all, congratulations to Belmont last night from the Ohio Valley Conference. Like seeing that, man. I was glad they got that bid, and they justified that bid last night, beating Temple quality basketball team. So, man, and, you know, the OVC got two teams in, and they showed last night, Walt, I think you'd agree, that was justified of them getting those two teams in.
Yeah, listen, I thought Belmont would win that game, and if they got the big man back, which they did, I thought they they'd beat Maryland, too, and I still think they will. I think they'll beat Maryland.
Hey, Walt, he looked, did you not agree, though, man, you're a little concerned? He looked a little hobbled. He's a little concerned, the big man. I mean,
he did, but
that
still,
worries me going against Maryland.
Right, but he still produced some, because I think he had like 16 points.
Oh, he did.
And they need him on the court against Fernando.
They're just a well-coached team also.
Yep.
Just a well-coached. And listen, what about you, Walt? But I've got Murray State beating Marquette. I think hopefully the entire nation, if you don't want to watch any games, watch Murray State and John Morant. I mean, listen, this guy, in my opinion, could be the number two draft pick.
Yeah, I think I think he will be, too. I think I picked Marquette in that game just based on their overall ability to shoot the ball, but I wouldn't be surprised with either outcome. And in a way, it's unfortunate that those two players are going against each other because we would like to have seen them both stick around a little bit.
That's a fact. And then also, I see that Syracuse will not have Howard. And, well, I think that's a tough blow. I mean, I think, you know, he's out for them for the tournament, looks like.
Oh, I'm seeing that now. I had not even seen that. I'm seeing that now.
Yeah, academics. Yeah, he's done. And I don't know about you. Look, I mean, I didn't think they could beat Gonzaga anyway. I don't think they can win their first game now without him.
Well, but they're playing Baylor. None of us are real fond of the Baylor program.
No, I don't think so. I'll ask you one question. If you had to look, first of all, I think Thursday's games as a whole were better than Friday's games. But if you had to pick one game, Walt, that you go, man, between Thursday and Friday, if the fans out there said, I just want to tune in and watch one game, who do you think that one game would be, Walt, on Thursday, Friday, the first round for the, you know, the novice college basketball fans?
Well, again, I think it's the game we just talked about. I mean, I want to watch Murray State play Marquette. I mean, I think that's...
Yeah, but I know two guys. I mean... How many points, Walt, between them? What's the over-under you think between those two guys?
Well, you know,
when they play, man, what do you think, 75?
Yeah, well, you know, Morant is interesting because he's a guy who's more than willing to share the ball with his teammates. Now, they don't always deliver, but he's a guy who's averaged nearly 11 assists a game, and so he's a guy that shares the ball. Howard, on the other hand, if Howard hits an early jump shot from deep, you can forget about him the ball. Sharing the ball is not part of Howard's game plan. His game plan is to score 50.
You know, it's funny, Walt. I think, honestly, if Morant's teammates could make plays, he'd average 14 to 15 assists a game.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
because it's not that he has turnovers. He gets people the ball. They don't finish. But, I mean, if his teammates could finish, this guy could average easily 13, 14 assists a game.
Yeah,
in my opinion, he's a rare talent.
And you're exactly right. You know, given the nature of the challenge in this game, he might just take more of the onus of the offense on himself too. And it's perfectly conceivable that you could have two players score 40 points in this game.
Oh, listen, I really believe when it's all said and done between the two, you'll get 75.
You might.
I really believe that. I believe because both those guys know this is it. You know, this game counts, and I don't think, well, we know one doesn't really trust his teammates, and the other one, although he tries to set his teammates up, I can see him saying, you know what, just like he did against Belmont. What did he get against Belmont, like 32, 34 against Belmont? And I think he realized he had to do it on his own, and let's be honest, I think when it comes down to it, if you clear the lane out, what, I don't think there's anybody in college basketball that can stay in front of John Morant.
No. There was a play recently where he's sort of weaving out to in and going down the lane, and then he just yoked from like 12 feet off of the bounce. It's just insanity. I mean, he is so ridiculously explosive and athletic and gifted. And I think the big concern for people is I think his perimeter shot is getting better. And
it is getting better.
And if he starts to become a big time threat from 25 feet, then there will be no one on earth who can stay in front of him.
One last comment. I don't know a lot of these fans out there. I hear North Carolina fans are talking about, well, you know, you imagine plays Kansas or Auburn. Let me tell you something. If people didn't watch Utah State play, they better watch them play. Because I think North Carolina may have got the toughest 8 seed in the tournament, who I think was underseeded. I thought they should be a 6 or 7. a legitimate top 25 team with an amazing guard who can put 25 on the board, no problem. They will run with North Carolina. They can rebound like North Carolina. And I don't know about you, Walt, but listen, if North Carolina were to face, let's say, Kansas, I believe Utah State's a tougher game than Kansas, Walt.
Oh, I agree on that.
If that happens.
I don't believe in Kansas at all. I mean, North Carolina in that region, I think it certainly has a chance to come out. I think Auburn has a chance to come out. We'll see whether they continue to play well. There's not much to go on with Auburn's basketball history, but obviously they've been playing well of late.
They're a confident team. Confident right now.
Well, and they have a quality lead guard, and right now they have three guys on offense who are really scoring, and I think that's what has made them so efficient of late is really finding that third score. And so, you know,
they're like the old Lethal Weapon 3. If they're all three shooting the ball well, they spread the court with those three. They're a tough out. If those three guys are connected like they were against Tennessee, man, they're a tough team to beat. And remember, they were preseason top 10.
Right.
Preseason. We're not talking about a team that maybe just put it together late. Is what it could be with Auburn. But that Utah State team, I don't know about you, Walt, but honestly, I think North Carolina, Utah State is that could be like a 4 to 6 point game. And I think Carolina will need their A game to beat Utah State.
Yeah, I
don't think their B game does it, Walt.
No, I agree. I think it's a tough game. Thank you, Zeke. Good job. All right, back to the phones. Bill and then Todd. You know, and by the way, I am swamped right now with texts about baseball. And you know what? And what's good is that there are some people now who say they do love it. It's a vast preponderance who are saying it's over, but I'm getting some, including from a 17-year-old who loves the game. But just as I speak, more and more coming in who just say it's over. I'm 27, grew up playing baseball every year as long as I could remember. I used to follow it closely. Where'd the rest of this text go? I used to follow it closely, but now it's only opening day, and then I'll maybe catch somewhere around July 4th. Then I'll not pay attention until late September. And that's Jesse from Brevard. You see, there are way too many of those texts. And quite honestly, I am getting a few now who are supportive of it, but it's just not enough. I mean, it's like 90-10 would be my guess, 9-1 with people just saying it's over. Bill and then Todd to wrap up the show. Bill, how are you?
Doing good, man.
Appreciate you getting in, Bill.
Thanks, Rob. Just before I get into baseball, I wanted to say real quick to you that your idea on eliminating fouling out in college basketball, that's got to be the best idea I think I've ever heard talking about sports.
Well, I appreciate
There's nothing that ruins the game faster than it's not just a question of fouling out. It's like we talked about earlier. You get two fouls in the first half and you're on the bench.
It changes how you guard. It changes
how you guard. You can't defend anymore. Just ruins the game when a guy gets some fouls. And so I just want to say that was a fabulous idea that you had there. I hope somebody takes it up that can do something about it.
Thank you.
And then back to baseball, all the people calling in and talking about how the bad things about it, I totally agree with just about everything that's said. And I think baseball is in trouble, and it's going to have to do some big changes to stay alive. I think it can stay alive. There's enough people, but cut the schedule and things like that. A lot of good ideas on keeping it alive. But I think it can stay alive because it is a good game. And a couple points I think of that's hurt the game is I know the dilution and the free agency, what that's done to the game for me is it's spread your stars all over the dang country. You know, you don't have your stars that you think about for year after year after year. I grew up in Detroit as a big baseball fan. And, I mean, year after year when the Yankees came to town, it was Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Yogi Berra, Whitey Ford. You can tell I'm old.
But, you don't sound old enough to have seen any of those guys, Bill.
I'm old.
All right.
Yeah, I'm old. And but in today's world, they'd be spread all over creation after a few years with free agency. They wouldn't be, it's a whole different star picture out there. That's one of the reasons I think people don't know the stars going back to those when there was just,
the American League, the National League, and just a few teams compared to today. But the other thing that I think for baseball is, honest to God, I would have to say this, unless you're a student of the game, there isn't much more boring than watching baseball. And I think you have to understand the game more than the other games to enjoy watching it. So I was a little disappointed to hear a couple of people who said they grew up playing baseball and they hate it now. I grew up playing baseball, and I've always been a fan. I'm a casual fan. After I moved south, I got away from baseball because I didn't have a team anymore down here. But growing up, I mean, everybody played baseball or softball. If they didn't play in a league, there was a zillion different leagues for kids in Detroit. But you played, you know, if you had a little backyard, you might have to play with a wiffle ball. But
see, I think that's what's changed, Bill. I think that founding stock, because, yeah, as kids, you know, everybody used to, you know, you'd go, you know, depending on where you lived, you'd go out in your yard and you'd hit balls, you know, across the street and you break windows. And, you know, this was all part of it. I mean, I don't know how many, right. I don't know how many broken windows I was a part of. You know, frequently there was running after that.
Absolutely.
You know, and there just doesn't seem to be any of that anymore. Hey, Bill, I have to run.
Right.
Excellent call. Appreciate the call. You know, by the way, I wanted to, Todd, I'm coming right to you. I wanted to get at least one of these. My name is Stephen Cadell. Listen to you on my way home from work. I'm a huge baseball fan. Fell in love since I was 12. Played from 12 years old till I was 18, 27. Now love the show. Go Braves. And so I am getting some that, and you would expect that. I mean, it would be really bad if there was nobody, you know, especially of a younger age like Steven, who was supportive of baseball. Todd, how are you?
I'm great. Well, how are you?
Good. Appreciate
you
getting
in. Thanks. I'm just going to tell you a story that speaks to the point I'm trying to make about baseball. And you know, I played baseball growing up, played college baseball, and enjoyed every minute of it. But I was at a fish fry this weekend speaking to a young guy named Andy Buckner, who's in Nashville, and he's songwriting now. And I said, what's your biggest challenge, you know, with writing music? He says, well, I'm writing to an audience that has Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you name it. He goes, I can't keep their attention more than 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Much less, you know, 3 minutes for a song. That's our biggest challenge. And I really do think that has a lot to do with, you know, the way the game's watched today.
So in other words, Todd, what you're saying is the game hasn't changed. What's changed is us.
I think so. And I'm 47 years old, and I loved baseball when I was 20, 25 years old. But I can't stomach nine innings of baseball until it gets October anymore. I mean, I go over and watch Clemson play football. My phone stays in the car, you know. I wouldn't even think about picking it up because I might miss something. But at a baseball game over in Clemson, I'm guilty. The other day, I found myself on Facebook in the middle of a good ball game, you know, but it really couldn't hold my interest, you know, and not to even mention my 13-year-old daughter. She's on the edge of her seat there in Memorial Stadium when we're playing football, but at the baseball game, by the fifth inning, she's ready to go, you know, so... yeah, I do think it's just the pace of the game and our mindset has changed about, you know, sitting through nine innings and watching baseball, sure.
I like it, Todd. It's an excellent call. It's a really good point. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate your story. I think his story illustrated well the point he was trying to convey, and that is basically, you know, it's not so much that the game has changed, it's that it may not fit with us anymore. It's that people have so many interests. Now, I think to a degree that's true. I think every sport faces that challenge now. So I think there's that element. In any case, Clemson baseball is headed your way momentarily. Let me remind you before we get out of here, I'm at Twin Peaks tomorrow. If you say you love the show and you support the show, it's the last episode for months. Come on out to Twin Peaks. Come hang out with the show. Stay for the after party. It's Road Rage at Twin Peaks. Clemson baseball coming your way now.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking?
These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional